I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
Radio at its best.
And now back to
Satchmo. Of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
From the Art Center in Carrboro. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, a program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene. Good radio and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for tuning us in. This is Claudio coming at you from the Speakeasy. We've got a really cool cat in the studio today. His name is Theodore Merriweather, and he is the executive director of Crohn's No More. He's going to be explaining about Crohn's disease, but I'm sure he's not going to make it depressing. Neither are the rest of you. Also got Bob Crowley. He's going to catch us up on the significance of today in history. And, of course, my usual associate here, Rocco, running the board. So thank you for tuning us in. And Bob, I'm going to go right over to you first. Catch us up with what day this is and give us some historical significances.
Okay. Well, today is actually a rather interesting day. We're going to start off with a milestone in history. Yesterday, we had a fellow who passed away in New Zealand by the name of Les Munro. Now, most people might not know his name, but in 1943, the Royal Air Force mounted a mission to crack the dams on the Ruhr River in Germany by bringing in Lancaster bombers very low, dropping these bombs that bounced and spun and then would roll up against the inside wall of the dam and explode there. Well, Les was the last of the pilots that flew that mission. He's 96
years old. During the Second World War.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bit of
I would say so.
Yeah, they even made a movie about it called The Dam Busters, if you ever go back and see that. But let's go to some other things here. Today is the anniversary of Champagne.
This is Champagne.
Yeah, that's it. This is the day that Dom Perignon came out with his recipe in 1693. Now, most people think he invented champagne.
He was actually a monk, just to point out.
Yep. He was a monk, but he had actually...
I'd be making champagne, too, if I was a monk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd make it even when I'm not. But he had actually adapted a recipe that was started by the Benedictines back in 1531, almost 100, or more than 100 years before. And that became what we now call champagne. And I think that deserves a toast.
Yes.
I wish I had some champagne here.
I'm sure we'll have a few folks drinking it now that you know this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
most of them don't need an excuse.
And also, I want to send some special greetings and a happy birthday out to our president, Barack Obama. It's his birthday. He's 51 years old today.
Yeah, I'll be darned.
He looks a lot older.
That White House will put some age on you.
Yeah. So,
Bob, with this this champagne, the Benedictine monks, I believe, also produced a liqueur.
Oh, yeah. Benedictine liqueur and so on, yeah.
What type of liqueur was it, do you know?
It was a sort of a... an unusual secret recipe liqueur. It was colored green.
Yep.
It is colored green.
Okay.
It has a great taste.
It's not, yeah.
Would you say it's an after dinner or before dinner liqueur?
Yes, I would.
I was wondering if it was somehow Armagnac influenced or something.
No, it's not quite like Armagnac. It's more, I think it's more closely related to absinthe.
Okay. Now that makes sense. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And it's just called Benedictine.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know about absinthe and love, right? That absinthe makes the heart grow fonder. Anyway, the
depending on who's sitting next to you at the time, right?
Yeah. So that's what's going on here in this crazy old world.
If you can't be with the one you love the one you're with. Right.
Yep.
Okay, I got you.
Let me run through a couple of Arts Council things.
No way.
You know, we,
no way.
No?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, be that way. See if I care. We've got a number of things coming up.
This is the Apex Arts Council.
The Apex Arts Council. We are going to be doing in October 23rd and 24th, we're going to be doing a production of a musical with an all-children's cast. This is Annie Jr., and we are doing auditions at the Apex Community Center on Thursday evening, the 6th, and at 11 to 1 on Saturday, the 8th. So if you've got a budding actress or actor between 8 and 18, and they feel like coming down and they can sing a little bit, they'll have to sing a little song with their audition, send them on down. We can sure use them, and we'll have a great time doing Annie at in Apex. And then, of course, we've also got the big event coming up, the one that I'm most involved with, and that's Shagfest. How often do you shag with your partner?
And, that's private. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's so we're going to do it. In fact, we're talking about bringing on some people, and we're going to demonstrate the shag on radio in a couple of weeks, right?
That'll be an interesting feat, yes.
Yeah, well, we're going to have Claudio up dancing, so we'll
right.
see.
Naked. Absolutely.
Naked. And actually, Claudio is participating in Shagfest now. He is going to be our production stage manager for the whole event, so that's...
I got slung into that one.
Yeah. Well, I can slung up. So, anyway, so if you want to see Claudio, you want to meet him in person, come on to Shagfest in Apex. Go to our website. You'll see our Facebook page, and the website is www.apexartscouncil.org. So it's real simple. We've also got a couple other things coming up. In September, we're going to do an outdoor theater production at the New Hope Valley Railway in Bonsall. That'll be 26th of September. And on the 7th of November, we'll be doing a arts and craft show at Lochmere in Kerry.
Give us an idea of what this outdoor theater production is.
We're still negotiating around with a couple of scripts, but it'll be kind of like a dinner theater, but we don't have a formal dinner. It's going to be like food trucks, and it'll be where the audience is in the action. The action takes place around you, as opposed to just sitting at a table and watching.
Will it actually be on the trains or between the trains?
It will be. It'll be both. It'll be some off the train and some on the train. We're discussing two different scripts, and I think we've got to decide it this week.
And I believe one of them is something you wrote.
That's one of them. That's The Case of the Happy Hobo, which is a comedy murder mystery. But we've also picked up another script that the producer seems to be favoring, and that's something called The Disoriented Express. So I don't know what that's going to be, but I think it's going to be fun. So, and of course, the New Hope Valley Railway, just to let you know, is going to be running this Sunday down in Bonsall.
Okay, so how frequently do they run those trains?
We operate one regular operating day each month, one special event, and then on the third Friday of each month, we operate a single train at 10 o'clock in the morning, primarily for groups, senior groups, kids, field trips from school and whatever, but anyone's welcome to come and pay a fare.
And this is usually on a Saturday, right?
No, this one is on a Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning, third Friday of each month.
But commonly it's...
Commonly it's Saturday or Sunday. Just go to the website, TriangleTrain.com, and you'll be able to see the whole schedule and whatever.
I actually caught a ride a week ago.
Yeah, and did some wonderful video.
Yeah.
So we're going to have some fun with that. And of course, you know, in the news, we have our good friend Cecil the Lion.
What a yeah!
Yeah, that's one that bothers the heck out of me too.
Yeah, me too. And I'm actually glad it's getting the attention it got. I'm afraid I I wrote some very strong statements about my feeling about that whole thing, having been raised in Africa. But I'm glad that it's actually giving attention on that particular issue, as well as poaching, as well as just cruelty to animals in general.
Yeah. Well, the government of Zimbabwe. Yeah, Zimbabwe has charged this fellow with poaching, and they've asked the U.S. to have him extradited there for trial,
and that's actually already been established between the U.S. and Zimbabwe before this.
Yeah, and they've got over a million signatures. Half the population of Zimbabwe has signed the petition to have that guy brought in.
Good.
And as far as being a dentist, he had to close his practice because all of his patients quit on him. So, I mean, that was just, there was no call for that.
What kind of victory can you possibly feel in butchering something and then hanging its head on your wall?
Especially a lion that's essentially...
It was a symbol.
Accustomed to people.
Yeah.
So.
In general, it goes for any animal in my book, but it's an atrocious act. And I know Hemingway made that sort of thing popular, and that's one of the things I don't like about Ernest Hemingway.
Well, I wonder, Bob and Claudio, if the number of trophy hunters out there is less and going down because it's so expensive to be a trophy hunter.
Oh, yeah. That's probably one of the reasons. I hope this kills it.
Well, the other problem, though, is poaching, because there are animals being killed for no reason.
We have to devalue ivory and the things that they're selling, and also tell aircrafts not to fly this stuff.
Right, and I think one of the airlines has refused to do that.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's Delta has refused to fly any kind of trophy, any kind of...
Animal trophy. And that's good. I mean, I hope everybody does that.
I think they should.
But beyond that, there's things like people are collecting rhinoceros horn because the Chinese think that if you grind it up, it becomes some kind of male aphrodisiac.
Or chopping off the fins on sharks. That's another.
Yeah.
God, it's obscene what they do.
Well, you know, rhinoceros horn bothers me most because that's keratin. You can get the same thing by chewing your own fingernails. Why do you need to kill a rhinoceros?
You got me.
It's just ridiculous.
So. I'm signing everything I can sign on that subject.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see, and maybe this will raise it.
I'm definitely an animal rights person.
Yeah. And one last thing I'm going to toss in here. Someone has a video that I saw this morning. It shows a Virgin Atlantic jet taking off from Kennedy Airport. And below the jet, sort of following it, is this strange kind of black object, and it appears that some fool had taken a drone, flown it into the airspace at Kennedy Airport, and was trying to film the plane as it took off. And, you know, we got enough problem with bird strikes. We're going to have drones.
All in the name of capitalism because we want to sell this rubbish.
Yeah.
And it's going to bring down some planes.
Yeah, and it's
that's
just
my
not
concern.
Good. I have no problem with drones as such. There is a place for them. But not flying around when I'm trying to take off in an airplane. That's not right. You're putting my life on the line for what? Your video?
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh. Not good.
Totally agree. Well, that's the steam we wanted to blow this morning. Let's have a little jazz between now and the time that I bring Theodore on.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill Carborough Community Radio. This is WCOM.
Thank you, Bob.
I'd like to tell you that your host, Claudio, is available as a poet with a one-man band for house concerts, performing original and traditional literary readings. Claudio is a well-known classical poet and storyteller. His website is claudioarts.com. Also, look at his homepage on YouTube, channel link. Now back to Claudio.
And this time it's going to be back to Ted or Theodore Merriweather.
Yes,
got himself a very English name there. But you're going to catch us up on Crohn's disease and several events that are tied to making improvements in that arena.
Yes, yes, yes. We are very, very excited and happy for you guys.
So cue us in as to who you are, how you got involved with this, and we'll take it from there.
Well, my name's Ted. Or I'm the executive director of the Crohn's No More Foundation.
I meant to say that. I missed that.
Yeah, well...
Some host, huh?
That's all right.
Host.
You're doing a great job here. But, yeah, you know, we're 501c3 out of Apex, North Carolina. And, you know, I myself have Crohn's disease, so this is why I chose, you know, to get my message from God.
And he's a young lad. In your early 30s?
Yeah, I'm 36. So, you know, I've experienced this since 2003, diagnosed, and... 16 surgeries later.
Goodness gracious.
And you know, doing what I do and prayer and faith. And
tell us what Crohn's is, because I'm a little ignorant in that department.
Crohn's is inflammatory bowel disease. It's IBD. It's a difference between, some people know UC or ulcerative colitis. So colitis is in the large bowel.
Mm-hmm.
And Crohn's is in basically the small bowel, but it goes from the mouth to the rectum, to the anus.
Goodness gracious.
So it goes from your whole digestive or GI tract, gastro.
Is it an, you say inflammation, so it's not bacteria related,
no,
it's nerve related.
No, inflammatory. It's no cause and no cure, actually, for Crohn's disease.
Goodness.
It just happens. It's just autoimmune disease.
It falls into that category.
It just falls into that.
Gotcha.
Which is a terminal illness. See, I have to educate people on that because they want to argue you down on what terminal is. Well, there's no cause, no cure, and everything you have, all the side effects and everything with it, which comes with it, is terminal. Terminal means ending, to the end. So no cure means ending.
That's tough, buddy.
You know, but you got to be thankful. You know, you got to be in good spirit. You wake up,
yes.
You pray, you go to the gym.
Being positive is the one thing you got going.
Is the best thing you got going for yourself.
In life in general.
Period.
Yes.
So you got to think of your diet. Diet is key. You're dealing with digestion. Core, your stomach, your digestion. That's where everything is, you know, that keeps you sitting.
That's what
up.
Gives you your energy.
It gives you your energy, you know, which if you have a B12, that's energy deficiency. B12 gives you energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have information at crohnsnomore.org for all of this. We have in-network and out-of-network doctor list for you to call our 24-hour helpline.
Give us a little example of diet.
Diet. My specific diet, everyone is to each his own. Claudio might not be able to eat what Bob could eat.
Mm-hmm.
Bob might not be able to can handle what Ted can.
I pretty much eat anything. I'm a chef, so I've tried it all.
Right. So, you know, when you're dealing with either Crohn's or UC or IBD or IBS, either form, and there's five different types of Crohn's disease.
My goodness.
I think I might have a touch of each.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's what you go through. But diet.
And I'm looking at you, and you look physically fit.
Well, I just left the gym. I mean, this is part of your remission.
Okay.
This is what you got to do.
Gotcha.
See, that's all you can do, remission.
Yeah.
So when you hear words like this, remission, no cure, autoimmune, terminal, you think of AIDS, cancer, or something severe like that, which it is, and we don't talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad we're thankful for you guys to have us here to talk about this, because this is very important to the community. We raise a lot of awareness is key.
I believe in rattling the bones. So
right,
like it is.
Knowledge is knowing. So if you're not taught this, or you're not taught to go to the doctor and ask about, can I meet a GI doctor, sir? Can we talk about? Can I be tested? Can I get a stool sample, please? I want to be tested for Crohn's, colitis, IBD, IBS. Well, how's your diet? Like he asked. Okay, my diet specifically. I don't eat red meat for the last 5 years. I haven't eaten pork since 1993.
So pork tends to get in the way?
Pork would get in the way for me now, because not only dealing with the Crohn's, you got to think of sodium.
A clogging effect as well.
Clogging effect. You can also get what they have, blockages. My mother, shout out to my mom, Marilyn Merriweather. I love you, Mom.
Right.
She had a blockage. It wasn't from Crohn's or anything, but that still dealt with the core. It dealt with intestinal. So it could be something you eat. It can be backed up bacteria.
Yeah.
Like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in what you put in is what you get out. If you're going to sit there and eat bags of potato chips all day, you're going to feel like a bag of potato chips.
And look like one, too.
And look like a few, too. You see? So, you know, if you look good, you feel good.
Now, is this a pretty dominant situation in the country or in the world? Or?
Well, one out of every 200 Americans is diagnosed with Crohn's or colitis or some form of IBD. Over 700,000 Americans have it.
Goodness.
Now this is the people that they diagnose that know.
Yeah, right.
What about the people who don't
know? What about
the
ones that don't go to the doctor?
So the key is for the Crohn's No More Foundation, Crohn's No More, for us to go out and make people aware, to go ask to get checked, get screened. You know, we have a lot of different things we need funding for, our different programs we have, because it benefits the community. We don't pay any employee at Crohn's No More. Everything goes right back into our programs. Everything goes right back into developing awareness, developing diets. You know, some of our programs are fitness, diet, awareness. These are programs that are needed for just community.
Are there medicines that go along with this as well, or is it just a matter of eating right? Which food is medicine.
Food is medicine. Food is natural medicine.
Right.
That's what they don't tell you. You got to understand, medicine companies, and I'm not trying to stir up anything, but this is a business. All right? And if we're going to be real, let's be real.
Yeah, let's be
this
real.
This is a business. Okay? Now, medicine versus eating good food, you can't go somewhere and learn about a good diet, but you can go somewhere and learn about a dollar menu. You can't go to any dollar menu and get a Caesar salad, a piece of salmon, or, you know, something, or a grilled chicken wrap. And I'm talking about real food. But you can go get a fake piece of whatever for a dollar, a fake box of whatever for a dollar.
Oh, yeah. It's horrendous.
You don't even know what you're eating. Whatever you put in is what you get out, because you're ingesting and digesting.
And now they even want to take GMOs off the labeling, so you don't realize you're eating a genetically modified organism.
Right. And they don't read it anyway.
And, you know, basically what that is what do you call it? The bug killer.
Right. Well, see, you have a certain amount of good bacteria in your body as well as bad bacteria.
And depending on the food you eat, you can kill it.
Right. Or depending on what you put in, probiotics and when you go to GNC, it's just like fitness. You have to learn. You have to get your blood tested first. It's suggested to get your blood checked to understand what supplements you could put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Get your blood checked to see what you can't put in your body. This is all awareness. This is simple stuff. If you're not going to open a book and read it, so Crohn's No More, again, is going to be here to tell you these things. It's simple. Whatever you ingest is what you're going to put out. If you don't do an oil change to a vehicle, it eventually breaks down. You'll be on the side of the road, right?
And the website, just quick announcement here, would be www.crohnsnomore, and Crohn's is spelled C-R-O-H-N-S. nomore.org.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So if it's just like a vehicle. If you don't put attention or love into your vehicle, you don't get attention or love out
That's
of your
right.
vehicle. Your body is the same thing, your temple. This is what you wake up. So first of all, you gotta believe in something.
What you don't care for doesn't care for you.
It doesn't care for you. So you know, if you say, hey, I don't care, that's how your body's gonna reply. I don't care either. And you're going to break down. And you will break down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say, oh, I'm going to go to sleep. You could pass out in the middle of the street. You could pass out walking across the street.
The body's in recycle mode if we don't take care of it.
Right. It's a self-healer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a furnace. It keeps going.
It can be that way. Or if you let yourself go and
if you let yourself die,
it will die and turn into fertilizer.
Basically.
That's it.
And
that's the cycle.
Right, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like evolution. You know, how you treat your body is evolution. You get out what you put in.
And
so
we need to broaden that consciousness to how we do anything in the world, how we treat nature, how we treat everything.
Right, and how we treat each other is a main part of it, because we outcast so many people. I give you an example, which I appreciate. People say, well, look at you. The worst thing you could say is, and you didn't say this, but people will say, but you don't look sick. That's the worst thing you could tell you. Me, him, her, you can't tell what anybody has by looking at them. Everyone goes through something. Everyone has something. A lot of people are embarrassed to talk about what they have. A lot of people... Right now, I'm sitting on 5 seitans. Do you know what seitans are?
No.
Seitans are...
I know you're sitting on a seat.
Right. Well, seitan.
Yes.
It's like you learn in school. This is funny because we teach each other something, but this is... Mm-hmm. See, this is what people don't talk about. Seitans are surgically placed rubber bands that are put in your rectum area to keep it draining of fistulas. Fistulas or boils or rectum fistulas. So people don't understand. You can sit here, you can smile, and you be happy, but they don't know what you're sitting on. They don't know what you're doing.
They don't see
the
inner workings, exactly.
And you can't dwell on that and say,
right,
I don't feel good.
No.
I feel great. I'm blessed to even have woke up. I get on my knees. That's the secret, y'all. I just let it out the bag. I'm sorry, Lord. I had to tell him.
Gratitude is very healing.
I had to tell him.
Right?
The secret is you got to pray and you got to have faith and you got to say, I'm good. Because I'm good. I'm great. I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to be here. We're blessed to be invited here to be telling people, millions of people listening to this, about Crohn's, colitis, just self-preservation. Just take care of yourself. Get checked for whatever. Ask. If you don't ask, you don't depend... Technology is raising these kids now. That's the funny thing. So, you know, if you got yourself or you sitting there looking at a phone all day, you should be looking up different, you know, diseases.
Absolutely.
And
knowledge is at your fingertips.
It's at your fingertips. Don't look up Facebook all day. That's cool, too, if you're promoting a brand or you're trying to get awareness or a word out or you just want to let off a little steam. We're all human. Let's not, you know, be corny and crazy here. But, It's all at your fingertips.
And don't believe anything or everything you learn in school because that is modified for political reasons.
Right.
So you're not going to get the true scoop. I've always liked the Paul Simon line. When I think back of all the crap I learned in school, it's a wonder I can think at all.
Right. Yeah. So you can't believe everything you hear. You got to go look for yourself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No question about that because we've modified history. We've modified everything there. You can't believe hardly anybody unless you hear it right from the horse's mouth.
The truth is always crucified.
Absolutely.
Right. For everything and anything.
So why don't we take a little moment here. Before we go to some music, I want you to tell us about this event you got coming up for Crohn's.
Oh, yeah. We're doing something a little bit different, y'all. This is kayaking for Crohn's at Lake Wheeler. In Raleigh, North Carolina, August 29th from 12 p.m. We have face painting, the bounce house for the kids, celebrity kickball, volleyball.
You get to paddle in the kayak.
You get to paddle in the kayak. You get to get a t-shirt, wristband. We have all of those. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com/kayakingforcrohn's, or you can go to crohnsnomore.org, or you can just search eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com/kayakingforcrohn's.
And you can increase your awareness by communicating with people.
Yes, and you can come meet other cronies. And, you know, when we do these events, I want to get it clear. We don't do these events just for people with Crohn's, colitis, or IBD. Just like we don't shag with people that just shag. We don't,
yep.
You know, this is for everybody. This is
yes.
the community. This is for you. This is for everyone. I don't care. Every type of music will be played. We got a DJ. Every type of, you know, Shannon Doherty, 90210, bring it back.
Oh,
she
yeah.
has Crohn's disease.
Did not know that.
See what I'm saying? Like, I can sit here and inform you for days in and days out, but that's why you got to go to crohnsnomore.org and you can get this information. We have a 24-hour helpline that they can call 919-335-6036. And you can get any question answered you have directly. Not an email, not contact us, and we never contact you except when we want to. I'm sure you guys have seen that. But we actually touch the people. And I'm glad we get into that because people don't touch the people. These organizations, you wonder where, okay, you're doing kayaking for Crohn's. Where's that $30 pledge going? It's going right back into our programs. No one at Crohn's No More is a paid employee. Everyone is a volunteer.
In most cases, you don't know where you're going, where your money's going, and in very many cases, it's going to somebody's blooming golden parachute.
Right.
Amen.
And we are on public record. You know, you can go to IRS.com, Crohn's No More. Please, Google us. Search us. Do your homework. Do your research. I encourage that before anything.
I have just one question for you. Do you have to bring your own kayak?
No, but we do have rentals, and you also and that comes in with your pledge. And that includes a half-hour kayak, your shirt, wristband. You get to do everything else, face painting. Everything includes
Sounds
your pledge.
Great.
Or you could bring your own kayak or paddleboard.
Mm-hmm, I got mine.
Yeah, well, you know, bring it down there. But and I got to say, I absolutely love working with Ted on anything. This guy's got more enthusiasm, more interest.
He certainly does.
And the biggest heart that I've found in Apex in a long time. So
thank you.
Well, we're going to continue with Ted in just a minute. We're going to go to a little jazz and a moment of radio theater, and then I'm going to be back on with Ted. Theodore, actually, but Ted he prefers.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to take it a little further down the road with Crohn's.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. Now a moment of Claudio's Radio Theater with Claudio's Reflections.
Reflections. Take a look at yourself, whoever you may be. Look closely. Is it you? Or perhaps only a reflection of what you once were. What caused you to change? Love? A deep love for someone by whom it was refused, perhaps used. And this has turned you to stone. Rearranged you, changed you. Your life, your attitude, your love for people. And life. You find someone knocking on your door.
Refuse him, deny him. Neglect him, use him. Why? Because it has been done unto you? Think. Is that your reason? To neglect love is the wisdom of a fool. Look at yourself. You are locked inside a bitter soul. Come out and be your whole. Realize you did not understand. Push aside your pride. Love is understanding, caring, hoping, fighting, sharing, enduring. Not surrendering your heart unto perpetual darkness. To keep your candle alight, protect it from the wind of another's neglect. There will always come the chance of another love, yet not for the ones too blind to realize. Don't be blind. Don't be a fool. Don't neglect. Keep your light burning. Someone wandering in darkness, such as I, will see it and replenish it. And it shall burn and glow stronger than ever before. The radiance of its heat shall warm the world, our world, their world, the world of love. It will burn the bitterness from your soul. You shall be your whole. And if I should weaken, then keep your light burning for another. The darkness must be defeated. For as long as I live, we shall defeat it. Our candle shall burn well. There will be no wind, no storms. Only the glow of love and gratitude. This, I promise you, my love.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Están escuchando a 103.FM. WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Thanks for listening to our station.
You know, WCOM is a special station, nothing like it in the Triangle area. And we have many special people and special shows that make it all work. So stay with us and continue to support us. We're community radio for Chapel Hill and Carborough. We're WCOM. Now here's Claudio.
And I want to give a big shout out to my supporters, the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham. See what they've got going on, as well as the Apex Arts Council, of which I've got the president sitting right here, old Bob Crowley. And I'm going to go back to the enthusiasm of none other than Ted educating us about Crohn's disease.
Yes, we're back. We understand and we know what it is, and we're understanding. We can, get focus on healing instead of the fear.
Absolutely.
So we just like want people to be together and spread the word. Hey, you heard about this, you know about this, do this, call this. Hey, everybody knows someone that has this. Everyone knows, hey, you know, my mother has this, my friend has this, my sister, my brother-in-law. Everyone you talk to knows someone. So instead of less knowing, let's just do.
And let's keep positive thinking so that healing can come in through all the pores. Just to give you a satirical example of someone who took the negative all the way to the end, I was walking through a graveyard some moons ago, and I saw this one tombstone that read, "I told you I was sick." So there's the negative.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy. And you know, a lot of people say, I don't have money. Fine. Volunteer your time. Pledge, you know,
absolutely,
to fight for Crohn's. Sponsor a program. Whatever you can do, we ask, just hashtag be part of the solution.
Or just care about people. If you meet somebody that's got it, be a friend.
Just be a friend. Like you know, we support physically, mentally, financially, morally. But, you know, overall, we just support. And to get into that, I was, you know, telling you guys earlier, I had a little story about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't put names out there, but, you know, we support each other, but I support, you know, our mission is to minimize pain and suffering of those with Crohn's or IBDs.
Right.
Through awareness or holistic approaches to healing. That's our mission. So we touch the people. We don't just collect money for research, which is a great thing on that side. So we're expanding. We want to penetrate all undeserved and underprivileged communities.
Absolutely.
Everywhere. We don't want to just say, this is for you and this ain't for them. No, we want to penetrate everywhere. So,
and don't go assuming that rich corporations or fat cats are supporting this, because they're hoarding their money.
Right, and we don't know. We don't like to bully people. We ask you, can you be a part of the solution? That's our hashtag.
Absolutely.
Be part of the solution however you can. We don't just want your money. That's the first excuse you give. Then you really don't want to help.
Help us rise above.
Right. Yeah. Help us rise above all of the impossible, because everything is possible.
Right.
You know, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians. You know, it's like you gotta dig deep and say, hey, where's my money going? Well, we'll tell you. Your money is going into fitness and nutrition programs, awareness programs, you know, right back into the organization. No one gets paid. So when a lady asked me, could you support me? Of course we can support you. That's what we do. We support and touch the people directly. So if you call the Crohn's No More Foundation and you have legitimate paperwork and you say, hey, we're sick, we have this, but we heard you help this, can you do anything for us? And we see all of that and it's validated.
Mm-hmm.
We'll touch you and directly help you.
Right.
If it's in the budget to do so, because that's our mission. That's what we do. That's in our that's how we were set up, to help people. I was in the music business for so long, and I still am a little bit, but I do a lot of traveling. I do a thing, hashtag tour for cure. Hashtag T-O-U-R, the number 4, C-U-R-E. T-O-U-R, number 4, C-U-R-E. Tour for cure. So every tour we go on.
Now give us a little sketch on you in the music business.
Well, I've done I write music.
Mm-hmm.
I've graduated from Connecticut School of Broadcasting for TV and radio.
So we got a radio dude here.
Yeah, umpteen years ago. Mm-hmm. I go back to 2-inch reels, 4-inch reels, cutting and editing manually, not digital.
Yeah, right.
To Pro Tools, to whatever you want to do, we can do it. You know, some people just say, I do this. No, well, what do you do? But anyway, so you know, I do some writing.
Do you play and sing or?
I rap.
All right.
I do a little DJing, not just the Serato. We actually do the table.
Well, we may need to get you on the show another time doing
absolutely,
some of that.
Absolutely. In any event, in any way we can help and get on and have fun, this is what we about.
Right.
Even when we first met, this is what we was about.
Mm-hmm.
Just conversation, class, and community.
We were having this kind of talk in the coffee shop.
Right. So this is regular to us, you know. So we don't do too much. We don't overpromise and underdeliver. We stay right there, you know. So we give you that. But I travel. I do some booking. I book acts, talent.
All right, okay.
I noticed Cat's Cradle right here.
Yeah. Very famous spot.
And I noticed we were here before. Shout out MOP, Street Certified.
Mm-hmm.
We was performing here. Mash Out Posse, that's for you guys that don't know, they're from Brooklyn. We performed here before at the Cat's Cradle. So I remember this as I pulled up and I said, hey, I've been here before.
Many looks moons
different.
Ago.
Looks different because it looked way more underground and different.
Yeah. I was going to say, many moons ago, it was owned by my buddy Mike Cross.
Wow.
And his wife, Mike and
Cindy
Cross.
And I'm sure Mike is the one who booked MOP. But anyway, so yeah, I do that. And we just came off of a tour, did Toronto. Shout out to Toronto. Love Canada.
Wow, yeah.
You know, it's hard to get into Canada. Very hard. We were at the border for a couple hours, but thank you, Canada. We love you. We'll be back.
What made it difficult?
You know, you have some past instances sometimes that
okay.
go into play, and, you know, Canada's very strict. They don't let anybody in.
Because I bounced in, I bounced into Montreal from Vermont many years ago.
Right.
And didn't have any problem getting
through. Right, but it's, it wasn't that difficult. But they noticed who we were. Mm-hmm. They noticed, hey, and we had fun, but we just had to sit there for, you know, a couple hours, and we got in. We went and played. Had an excellent venue.
All right.
Got some T-shirts sold.
What's the name of the band?
M.O.P. Mash
M.O.P.
Out Posse. Yeah.
Mash say again?
Mash Out Posse.
Okay.
M.O.P.
Gotcha.
They're from Brooklyn. They have a hit from many years ago. And
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, you know, I tour with them, Onyx. I do some stuff with 50 Cent, G.
Man for all seasons here.
Yeah, everybody. I was a driver at one point. did a lot of driving. Whatever. See, in this industry, of any industry, you must do everything. There's not one thing you say you do. You have to wear every hat.
Absolutely.
You can't say, I don't know. Or I can't. Those are two phrases we don't deal
life
with.
Life is change.
I can't and I don't know. You have to find out and you have to. You have to. You can.
Absolutely. And what's the point? If that's the arena you're in, go ahead and play the game
go
on
ahead
all
and
sides.
Play the game.
Unless you're like me and you're the executive producer. Because I always say...
What does that mean? You're the Buddha that everybody kneels before?
Executive producers are generally useless people, except they do two things. They solve problems and find
money. I was trying to toot your horn.
Yeah. They solve problems and find money. That's it. But I'm thinking maybe I ought to arrange to have MOP at the Halley and the Halley Cultural Arts Center.
I'm sure they'd be
Apex.
Great.
Yeah, maybe we do do a show there.
Very exciting group. They very good energy. Like you
mm-hmm.
got, you know, the
no
energy
doubt.
Is there. Like, and this is what it's about. Like when they see me up there and they see the backdrop and they see the T-shirt and they see that purple ribbon and they just like, wow, this guy. That you know, we get plenty of testimonials through social media. Thank you. You know, we saw you at the show and you had that Crohn's No More shirt on and you had that wristband on and we see the celebrities holding up the wristband and
right.
they're engaged in this and they look up to celebrities. So this is what they're engaged in.
And isn't there a bit of a celebrity movement on this theme?
Yeah, we have a couple of people, you know, if they go to the website, they'll see a lot
mm-hmm.
of different faces.
That's what I thought,
that they're real familiar with and, you know, they'll get excited. But we don't bully people to do that.
Right.
We ask and encourage you because... If you can't do it on your own by just us asking or you don't want to know, then you don't want to be well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you tell me to go look at something, I'm going to go look.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know in this day and age, information is what people pay for.
Information is the highway.
So if I'm giving you a little bit of information or some key game for free, you better take it.
And any information you get, if you doubt it on any level, look it up. The whole
look
world is out there on the computer.
Yeah. It's google.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Crohn's No More, CrohnsNomore.org. And you see about us and you do the history and you call the helpline and you ask questions. What medicine? What is mecaptopurine, 6-MP, Azacol, and other things, and Remicade, and how does Johnson & Johnson work? These are things that, you know, I shouldn't even be talking about, but I'm here to help you again.
Yeah, well, but you're suggesting people ask to be advised anyway.
Right.
So.
When this is what you're getting, information, and people want to help you, try to, you know, receive it.
Yes.
And do something with it. And then, you know, at the end of the day, it might help you.
Let me explain something. Receiving something well is also a gesture of giving.
Absolutely.
You know, when somebody offers you something, saying no thank you is not as good as accepting it gladly.
Right. So, again, I don't have to give you money. If I'm giving you information, I'm giving you more than money. Go take the information and make all you can make. At your fingertips right now, we have the most young entrepreneurs with the most money in this day and age
because
of the internet.
We have the greatest knowledge accessible to mankind ever.
People from 16 to 35, we have the most rich people from that time.
We could finally actually have a worldwide democracy because of that.
Right. And if everybody band together, all the celebrities got together and said, hey, I'm going to go and say something about this. We don't want your money all the time. Say something. Give 2 minutes. If you can't give 2 minutes, you really don't want to give anything. It takes 2 minutes. It takes 30 seconds, really. But then send it to me. I'll edit it. So it takes you 30, 45 seconds.
Just search your heart.
Just to say hello. Mike McCready from Pearl Jam. He, you know, he has Crohn's. But these are people you look up to and you don't even know. These people have Crohn's disease. These people have a debilitating disease forever.
And they're not going to make it your business.
And they're not going to make it your business because their business is to entertain you. Not to give you information on something that, you know, they're dealing with personally.
and to conquer what they're dealing with on their own. But, you know, right. the more friendly hands that reach across, the easier that gets.
Right. Some people get a message from God. This was mine. So I know what I have to do for the people. This is my purpose. You know, you ask yourself, what's my purpose do I serve in life? Because everybody gets up and goes to work. That's cool. That's easy. After you get a routine and you're conditioned to do that, that's very easy. But what is your real purpose? And you don't have to say, oh, I need to help somebody. No. Just think about it. What is your purpose? See, people don't think. They just go off of what you say. They don't sit there and think about it and process it.
Right.
And then say, oh, well, maybe. And I used to do that. That's how I learned I can speak about it. Because sometimes you can't. You don't know. We don't know half of everything. I don't care if you're 80 years old. So if you listen and you say, hey, well, I'm going to take that and go do some research. You just might gain. You never know what you might gain.
If you want to find balance, be in stewardship.
Right.
To everything on earth, really.
And I receive everything. Like, I can't look at you and say, they don't know what they're talking about. Because, again, like, you can't look at somebody and tell what they have. You don't know what someone knows. Basquiat didn't look like the most approaching person in the world. But
approachable, right.
You know, excuse me, approachable. But Basquiat was great. And he did great things.
Real street level type,
thing. So you can't just approach or see somebody and say, nah.
Take a look and immediately put a shield up. Oftentimes it's you putting up the shield, not the other person.
Right. So if you have an issue, you're right. It's you.
Now you see why I like this guy so much.
Absolutely. We're going to have him on again. We got some other areas to go into,
and
me. I'm serious about booking him into the Cultural Arts Center.
I think that's a great idea.
Of course.
And I think what we do is we'll take
the M.O.P.
Yeah, we'll take the profits and just donate it to Crohn's.
Absolutely, man.
That would be the only way to do it. I mean, I couldn't accept money out of that.
That's wonderful. It's the awareness. See, and the money, it's not even the money. We love the awareness, just that we can get on a platform and create some type of awareness with each other. Because now these four people in the room right now can create 40. Those 40 can create 400. Those 400 can create 4,000, so forth and so on. And that's the beauty about networking and then social media and then other networks, the newspaper, the news, etc.
Just to let you folks know, you're listening to Executive Director of Crohn's No More, Theodore Merriweather. And, of course, I've also got Bob Crowley sitting by, as well as Rocco.
Yes, sir.
Flying this puddle jumper. And I want to give a quick shout-out one more time to the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, who's been sponsoring my show since day one, going on over 7 years now. And, of course, the Apex Arts Council. Just had to give one more toot. We've got a few more minutes to wrap this up, so I'm going to let you bring it to a close. I could go on with Ted for much longer than today's show. I love his energy.
Much longer.
But I'm going to let you bring the show to a wrap. So just we got another 2-3 minutes. Anything you want to say, any more information you want to give out as far as websites, et cetera, please wrap it up.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys for really having us, and we'll be back. And we guys definitely want you to come out for Kayak and for Crohn's on August 29th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Bring the family.
Lake Wheeler in Raleigh.
Tongue-tied. But let doctors know, lawyers know, just people that want to enjoy the outdoors and you know.
It's a beautiful place. I used to live across the street from it.
Right.
Let everybody know.
Right. Let everybody know. It's just, you know, getting back to your roots and being outdoors. And we just want people to physically come out and engage. You know, that's what'll prolong your life. You got to engage and do stuff. But, you know, definitely it's all about Crohn's and colitis and the Crohn's No More Foundation. We're here to help. So you can learn more at crohnsnomore.org. And be part of the solution, man. Health is wealth, please.
And let me tie something together here. If any of you want to come out and meet Claudio and Ted, come out to Shag Fest. They're all going to be there.
Oh, yeah, we shag.
Give us the date on that one again.
That's the 22nd of August from noon to 5 p.m. at the Halley Cultural Arts Center in downtown Apex. If you go to the Arts Council website at apexartscouncil.org, you can purchase your tickets there and do whatever you need to do. And you find out more about all sorts of stuff. It's going to be one heck of a party. We're going to have 150 people, I think they're just dancing and jiving and having a great old time.
Wow.
So
it's
going to be fun.
Me and Claudio will be there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Rocco, you coming?
If I can make it.
If we can get him out there.
But he'll be there in spirit, y'all, so don't worry
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely.
I'll be there. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to bring the show to the wrap because Say Yes to the Chef is coming on right after me.
Yes.
So thank you, folks, for tuning us in. Thank you, Rocco, for your usual wonderful job. Bob, thank you for catching us up with all the relevance that matters.
Anytime.
especially you, Ted. This thing about Crohn's really needs to be talked more about.
We'll have a part two, maybe a part three.
We'll weave in some other stuff, some entertainment, etc.
Yeah, we got some other stuff for him. Thank you for having us.
This is your host, Claudio, signing off. Thank you. Until next time. Cheers.